Most children love the special feeling aroused by wearing a crown. In fairy tales, royalty always walks about with a crown on the head. But the reality of the crown is perhaps more deftly summed up in Shakespeare's line, "Uneasy lies the head that wears a crown." Wearing a crown is a responsibility, a symbol of leadership, and even a mark of the link between heaven and earth itself. Divinity has long been portrayed in paintings as a golden halo that surrounds the head, and the crown serves the same purpose. Every culture in the world uses some kind of headdress to mark out the supreme leader. The pharaohs used everything from coloured leather caps to the striped golden mantle familiar from the effigy of Tutankhamun. The Romans preferred something simpler, although the laurel wreath was crafted from gold for the emperor. The English kings, as the 11th century Bayeux tapestry shows, wore moderately simple versions, like the ones children cut from gold paper today, but gradually these became more elaborate. The inclusion of precious stones added not only glitter, but spoke of far-off places that had been conquered. Nowhere was this more apparent than in the 1911 Durbar, where King George V wore the new imperial state crown for his spectacular arrival in India to celebrate the transition of its capital from Calcutta to Delhi. Studded with jewels from around the British Empire, it was worn along with lavish coronation robes, so that no one could ever mistake the spectacle as being about anything other than showing who was boss. And that's always been the way of the crown. For over 1,000 years, the Pope was enthroned with a crown that became ever larger and ever more spectacular, the final version being a towering beehive shape formed from 3 richly decorated crowns, one atop the other. By the middle of the 20th century, it was seen as ostentatious, and a simpler modern crown was used at the enthronement of Pope Paul VI in 1963. Thereafter, the idea was thrown out altogether, replaced by a humbler inauguration. Crowns have long been used in marriage ceremonies in different religions, worn by both bride and groom. And would a beauty queen ever feel properly acknowledged if she didn't wear a crown? The floral crowns woven for Queen of the May celebrations might be seen as their least demonstrative use, and yet the crown is always a symbol of the special energy instilled in that person at that moment, even if only to denote a winner. It must grab attention and dazzle. A dull crown would be worthless. In the end, it all comes down to the power and the symbolism of one person rising above all others. It's an archaic notion, perhaps, but always spectacular, and part of a language that everyone, especially children, understands.